What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is article week number 20, and today we're going to be looking at an article titled What Makes a Human Foot Unique? And you can find this article on the website, so tntwellnessandnutrition.com. You can go there and read it. It's pretty interesting. And really, this is up Tom's alley for sure. If you want to talk about lifting weights, I'm your guy. If you want to talk about running, Tom's your guy. And obviously, if you don't have very strong feet, good luck running 100 miles. So, Tom, do you want to just talk about this?
Yeah, and this article was just kind of like looking at our feet and how it differs from like chimpanzee, which is like our closest living relative. So we don't know exactly the last common ancestor that we had between humans and chimps, but whatever like our feet are evolving, it happened a long, long time ago. Because the feet of chimps have a greater range of motion, they have long toes so they can grasp trees, like they're designed for climbing trees with using both their hands and their feet. So their feet are kind of more like our hands than like our feet are. But humans have a much more rigid foot, so we don't have that same range of motion. We have an elongated midfoot, so our feet are a lot longer and narrow. And then we have short toes. This makes us perfect for bipedalism or like walking upright, just using 2 feet. So some other unique things about the human foot is that we walk on our entire foot. We walk from heel to toe. Pretty much every other animal out there, like every four-legged animal, only walks on the balls of their feet, like their forefoot. So they're just using their toes pretty much. Like their heels never come in contact with the ground, anything like that. Since we're bipedal, we need to use more of our foot so we can balance a lot better. And if you look at like the running styles of animals, since they are using their forefoot only, they're a lot more efficient with our running style. That's where like that barefoot running trend has been looking at. They look at how other animals run, and they also look at how our ancestors used to run, just using that forefoot running style by itself. But humans run a little bit different. When you do use a forefoot running style as a human, you land with the ball of your foot, and then your heel is going to touch down for like a second to just maintain your balance, and then you're going to push off again with your toes. But like the more popular running style today, it's called heel striking, where you land heel first instead of like toe first. And this is only like possible because of like shoes like Nike, Hoka, Reebok, you know, all the running shoes that we have today. Because if we didn't have running shoes, if you were to run and land on your heel, that shit would hurt really, really bad, and you would not be able to do that for very long.
Yeah, because you can think of it almost like when we land on our toes, it's like a spring before our heel hits the ground. It's like a shock absorber almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like that takes up most of the force. Your heel just kind of touches down briefly just, you know, to maintain your balance, and then you push off again. If you look at the way like a lot of sprinters like run, they're just running toes only. Like their heel doesn't even come close to the ground. It's when you're looking at that more like endurance style, that's when they're using that heel just to kind of maintain balance and to maintain a little bit more efficiency.
Well, when you do these really long runs, because if you don't know, Tom does a bunch of ultra marathons. So these are marathons that are over like 30, 40, 50 plus miles. How like aware are you of like your foot placement when you run?
I mean, not the entire time, but from time to time, you just kind of check in with yourself to make sure you're doing it right. I mean, because you would drive yourself crazy and you would definitely overanalyze if you're trying to do that with every step. I'm still working towards being a more of a 4 foot runner. Like, I'm not there yet. And I mean, if you try to switch into like your running style that you've been doing for 25 plus years and try to switch it overnight, like, you know, you're going to run into some issues. So I've been slowly, gradually switching that way. So yeah, you think about it for a few minutes, then you just kind of zone out, try and think about something else. And then, you know, you go back to it like an hour later just to kind of make sure, checking in with yourself, and you're doing everything right.
Okay. So you're just kind of relying on your training to know that you don't have to be aware of it every day, but you're doing the best you can.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff is just trying to zone out because it is such a time-consuming thing that you just want your brain to be somewhere else at the time, so the time just kind of flies by. If you're thinking about all those little things constantly, you know, you're going to kind of, like, run into some issues. But you do want to be aware of them sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you definitely want to pay attention and make sure that you do have good form. But once you pay attention to that, that good form should just become second nature. You shouldn't even need to think about it to, you know, maintain that stuff.
Yeah. And, like, you talk about baby steps. I honestly forget running right. I can't even walk right. Like, I have my right leg is permanently kind of externally rotated. So I can think, like, of a duck foot. People walk around like that. And I really associated that with my old back injury. This is going to be super off topic, but like, you know, your nervous system kind of goes like the path of least resistance, you know? And I really think I never properly rehabbed my back. And so me having my foot slowly rotate out, it's just that became my normal gait now. And I'm trying to this day to fix it. I do every day. Well, I try to every day do various stretches, and I'm very aware when I walk to kind of put my foot straight. But yeah, I can't even walk right.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take baby steps. I mean, if you try and overdo it, you might overcompensate and hurt something else. So it's like, yeah, you just got to kind of work on just getting that 1% better every day.
Yeah.
And eventually it'll come. Like, my running style is a lot better than it was, you know, a year ago. And it's a hell of a lot better than it was like 5 years ago. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, baby steps. So it was a little victory. That's how we do it. But yeah, so that's the article just talking about our feet. Our feet are very unique, and it just kind of highlights just how special we are, you know? And I think that's pretty cool. It allows us to do things. It allowed us to be the apex predators of apex predators. I've talked about it in a few podcasts that we, like, nothing hunts us besides us. You know, we hunt elephants, we hunt bears, we hunt everything. We hunt lions if we feel like it. So, and our feet being how they are is a big part of that. Because through evolution, we could outrun things, and that's how we won, right? That's how important our feet are.
Yeah, I mean, there's two arguments. I mean, the argument that I look at is being bipedal, being, like, able to walk on our feet. It frees up our arms so we can use bow and arrows, we can use spears, we can, you know, throw things. That's what I think, like, the big advantage of, you know, walking around on 2 feet is now we're able to use weapons where no other animal on the planet can really do that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a pretty big advantage. But other people look at it as, like, it makes us better at endurance. We can sweat. Being upright helps us, like, cool ourselves a lot better. And the way that we move is a lot more, like, energy efficient. I mean, I think the weapons is, like, the hands down, like, favorite of, like, which one's more advantageous. But then, you know, they both play a hand.
Yeah, they do. They both play a hand, and either way, we won. the way our evolution, the way we started, you know, standing upright, we won, no matter what your argument is.
We can chase down a big animal, wait for it to tire itself out, and then we can go bash its head in with a rock, or we can kind of, like, sneak up behind something and throw a spear or shoot a bow and arrow at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we win both ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's another podcast in the books. Hope you guys liked it. You can find the article on TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.